Good afternoon. My name is Caleb Hester, and I am an advocate for drug awareness. As a former addict, I want to talk to you today about the current drug crisis that is affecting our nation, as well as the immediate impact this pandemic has on all of us today. This report will enable you to understand the problems that the crisis is having on our community, as well as the solutions we can provide to better help the people in need who are struggling with their disease. I'll be covering the numbers and the impact that it is having on our society. I'll be focusing on how to provide these people with help and to advocate for rehab facilities. I'll also be focusing on the safety issue, which I know is a big concern of many of our citizens, and we'll talk about how the government and industry addresses these concerns. Now, imagine the concept of John Stuart Mill's utilitarian ideology, that by helping the greatest good for the greatest many, that it can have a greater impact on our society than you would ever think. This would be the appropriate thing to do, as disease is more than just cancer or other terminal diseases. Disease includes alcohol and drugs. Utilitarianism may be a possibility if we all lend our attention to the evidence that I will present. Now, here are some interesting facts. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 19.7 million American adults aged 12 and older battled a substance use disorder in 2017. Almost 74% of adults suffering from a substance use disorder in 2017 struggled with an alcohol use disorder as well. About 38% of individuals in 2017 battled an illicit drug use disorder. In that same year, one out of every eight adults struggled with both alcohol and drug use disorders simultaneously. In 2017, 8.5 million American adults suffered from both a mental health disorder and a substance use disorder or co-occurring disorders. Drug abuse and addiction costs American society more than $740 billion annually and lost workplace productivity, healthcare expenses, and crime-related costs. Now, these numbers are scary to process, but the thing is that almost 13% of individuals in the year of 2017 struggled with both alcohol and drug addiction at the same time. The more alarming statistic is the loss of income that the drug and alcohol pandemic has on the country, and the impact is almost $1 trillion annually, every year. Now, we can better understand how addiction starts by the compound nature of the disease. The causes of addictions can range from genetics, environmental factors, and social status as well. Genetics account for about 40 to 60% of a person's risk for addiction. Environmental factors that may increase a person's risk of addiction include a chaotic home environment and abuse, parents' drug use and attitudes toward drugs, peer influences, community attitudes toward drugs, and poor academic achievement. Another known fact is that teenagers and people with mental health disorders are more at risk for drug use and addiction than any other populations. We can further break the numbers down by age range. In 2017, approximately 4% of the American adolescent population aged 12 to 17 suffered from a substance use disorder, which equals 992,000 teens, or 1 in 25 people in this age group. About 5.1 million young adults aged 18 to 25 battled a substance use disorder in 2017, which equates to 14.8% of the population and about 1 in 7 people. Approximately 13.6 million adults aged 26 or older struggled with substance use disorder in 2017, or 6.4%. More than 1 million elderly adults aged 65 or older had a substance use disorder in 2017. Now, these numbers prove that a tenth of our nation has used drugs and is a part of the $740 billion hole that is plaguing our communities, neighbors, and even the ones we love. The numbers are what need to be shown to advocate for the seriousness that the drug crisis has. Now that we all know the numbers and the intensity and the problems that it has on these individuals, we need to focus on how to save these people. Now here are some statistics on addiction treatment. In 2017, an estimated 20.7 million people aged 12 and older needed treatment for a substance use disorder. Only 4 million people received treatment, or about 19% of those who needed it. In 2017, of more than 18 million people who needed it but did not receive treatment for substance use, only 1 million or 5.7% of those people felt that they needed treatment. Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA, has more than 120,000 groups in more than 175 countries around the world with more than 2 million members. There are also 14,500 specialized substance abuse treatment facilities in the United States providing a variety of care options, including counseling, behavioral therapy, medication, case management, and other forms of care. The relapse rate for substance use disorders is estimated to be between 40% and 60%. This rate is similar to rates of relapse for other chronic diseases, such as hypertension or asthma. Addiction is considered a highly treatable disease, and recovery is attainable. About 10% of American adults who are at least 18 years old say that they are in recovery from an alcohol or drug abuse issue. Now, as I mentioned, that there are over 14,500 specialized substance abuse treatment facilities in the United States. There is a drug treatment center near you. Now, there are tons of treatment centers all over the country, but these are some of the following states: California, Florida, Nevada, Rhode Island, Texas, Mississippi, and New Jersey. Now, these, like I said, are a couple of centers that work with the American Addiction Centers. And if you have any questions or concerns, please contact the AmericanAddictionCenters.org, or please personally email me at caleb.gill.hester@gmail.com, and I will be able to help you take the next step in your life. Now, I understand that life is scary and an unpredictable thing, but as long as you have people that you can lean on, life is more bearable as well as interesting. Life is beautiful, and you need to live long and as clean as you can enjoy it. Now, I appreciate you spending your afternoon and some time with me today. It was a pleasure being able to talk with you. And as I said, if you have any questions, please refer to the AmericanAddictionCenters.org, which this is the website where I retained all of my information, where I was able to help connect with you today. Now, you have a great rest of your day, and God bless each and every one of you.